hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Welcome to 2015!
Yeah! So, guys, guys and gals and everybody else out there, this is the Gamer Show. We haven't done a show since November, I think.
Is this the test, or are you just going?
No, we're just going.
Okay.
We have decided...
professional.
We haven't. We're all kind of squished in here because we're actually going to be showing you this view more often than not during this episode.
I can't see it.
Can't see what? mainly because what we're going to do in this show is we're going to play Project Spark. We're going to have a shot of Project Spark. Now, if you don't know, Project Spark is a tool that's available on your Xbox One. is it available on the 360, Chase?
No, it's just the Xbox One and Windows 8.1 and PC.
Windows 8.1, yeah, because I tried installing it on Windows 7 and it didn't work.
Yeah.
So we've installed it on our Xbox here, and that's why we're all squished in here, because the same interface that we're able to actually stream the Xbox One to you is the same interface that the second camera sits on, so that's why we're all kind of squished in here. Also, this camera doesn't work with the green screen, so we've got the green screen there, but we're not actually using it. So... we thought it might be fun to try and design a game for you happy people.
Although it would be really handy if one of us at least tested it out so we knew what we were doing, so this might fail horribly.
Yeah.
I have no ability to test this at all.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Sam has absolutely no way to test this whatsoever, so we'll just have to live with it.
So for once I have an excuse for my lackadaisical, lazy attitude.
So Chiz, tell us what you're doing right now.
I appear to be laying terrain, which is grass.
Okay. Wow, I hope you're as enthralled as I am, good listener. We're laying glass? Grass?
Grass.
On glass, by the looks of things, yep. Actually.
So that's water.
No, that's definitely grass. You don't get green water.
That was poor, and you know it. So.
Oh, I should have my...
there we go.
Excellent. Good.
Hang on, I'm just going to bring up the sideboard.
What will you name this new land?
Nob Island.
I think I'm going to need my pad here.
What will you populate Nob Island?
Semen.
Well, there is a great ocean.
I've constantly got to press A button to switch tools and use the stick.
Press A.
Press up on the...
there we go.
The prop gallery.
Oh, we've got to go to the... Press up. Oh, we're doing a tutorial.
Use the left stick to select the characters tab.
Vast amounts of cabbage.
We just want all the cabbage.
Choose any character you want to be.
A goblin, right, a warbler before. Bird. I think Nob Island should have a warbler.
No, does anyone want the last one?
I'll have the last one.
I'm holding it down. That's
it. Where you put that in my recycling bin for?
It's just going to get recycled. Right, what have we all got here? We've got a mole mining drone, an owl.
In this, there seems a vast array of kind of different sci-fi and then fantasy type characters going on here.
Yeah, I'm
so
wondering
make, like, kind of platforming games.
So we create a little country, yeah,
I think
or land, and then put characters down on it.
So can you make different types of games in this? I don't know how much. So Sam was faffing about with this while we were setting
press
up.
The left trigger to snap.
No, I really did.
So you didn't choose a particular type of game or anything.
No, I just pressed A.
So do you just automatically get this sort of kind of open world adventure game?
I really don't know. What's that?
While holding the left bumper, press Y to open its brain.
Okay, I'm going to open a squirrel's brain.
The brain editor.
Oh, the brain editor.
Magic really happens. Brains are a collection of code statements that tell the object how to...
Why have they spelled code with a K? Just to be cool.
Just think so.
Aggressive.
Are divided into
ignorance.
A when side and a do side. When the left side is true.
So this is probably making really bad radio at this point.
No, because we're listening to this dude talk.
Okay.
And start with a we could have skipped this if, you know, we knew what we were doing.
Actually
but, you know,
your
it's
hero
us.
Is a squirrel.
Yep.
Select the plus and press A to add it to the when side.
The rare scrotum squirrel.
Add. And then I think the first thing that we should add to it is sexual aggression.
Okay.
So sexually aggressive squirrel hero.
To exit the press. Is that the squirrel there with the red tail?
Yeah.
Can it swim? Because it's going to have a really dull life if it can.
The left stick to see what happens.
We're going to be happy living on grass on Penis Island. Knob Island, sorry.
Knob Island. Are you controlling that, or is it doing that itself?
So you put the character in, and then basically you've, through that tutorial, it's told you how you then set the movement, so you can set its movement to different controls, whatnot. But there, I went through the code and programmed the left stick to movement and whatnot.
Okay.
So you can then do certain things.
Why don't we travel to the far north of Nova?
I obviously need to set the right stick to do camera or something like that, because he's running.
He's gone.
He's gone.
All right,
He can go in water.
I don't think it is water at the moment. It's just that empty space.
Sam said it was.
Yeah. Well, it looked like it was splashing when he put down the scrap.
Always important to work the balls, children.
Right. So this has become tedious. Let's say something else.
Between edit and test and hold LB.
LB. Wow.
While holding.
Was that not a musician in the 90s?
Press LB. Y to open its brain.
Like rap star.
Let's give you.
That makes our
hold LB.
No, just LB.
Oh, yeah. That should be hold LB. Hi, I'm hold LB.
Hold all.
Let's give you here the ability to jump. The plus
and I watched that movie Rock of Ages last night. Horrendous.
Can be found.
Pretty horrendous. And even the soundtrack was about the only thing that appealed to me, just because I kind of like that genre, that era in music. But what an awful movie.
However, I don't even know what that is.
You know the stage show Rock of Ages?
No.
Okay, there's a stage show called Rock of Ages.
Okay.
I don't feel this conversation is going to be productive.
No, it'll be all right. Come on.
It's basically a cheesy movie based around sort of late 70s, early 80s rock.
Press B to
more 80s rock.
Press
And it's this bar on Sunset Strip that Alec Baldwin and Russell Brand run. Genuinely, that's the two people who, spoiler alert here, end up in a gay relationship by the end of the film.
Okay.
Alec Baldwin and Russell Brand. Russell Brand, despite the fact being from the UK, is playing a UK character that almost every scene changes the area of the UK he's from. There's a point where he's a Liverpoolian. There's a point where Liverpoolian.
Possibly.
Yeah, we could go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, make people say that.
It's a new thing that I'm calling taking back.
Another scene, he's quite clearly a Brummie. And I think he's a Londoner, actually, normally. It's crazy. Anyway, it's cheesy as hell and rubbish. Chiz, you appear to be doing stuff that we should probably be talking about.
Yeah, I'm just adding the controls to it. It's not all that interesting.
Select the plus. I suspect we should have created something like a Blue Peter. Here's one I made earlier.
We probably should have, but we're not really known in this show for our forward thinking. Press menu. You're going a bit fast here, Chiz. I don't know.
I've got an achievement though.
Yeah. It's alive! Right. So we're looking at Knob Island from the point of view of the scrotum.
There we go.
No. That's the tip.
No, we're from the point of view of the scrotum.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
What is that little bit of skin between your anus and your balls called?
Oh,
where'd that come from?
I've got fireballs.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go, that's what it should be coming out of.
So this episode's got the mature tag, yeah. Good.
Is it?
No, it doesn't.
This is it, brewing up. And then...
Why? He should be white. I mean, let's be... Ergonomically correct. Mind you, if your penis is green, you've got problems.
Ergonomically correct. Ergonomically correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you put more facing at your mouth?
It's rather difficult as it wants to spring back in my face.
As the rear scrotum squirrel works its way through the ball forest.
Oh, dear.
Doesn't look like a squirrel.
It's got kind of a look of what you call that really crappy game that was about
it looks like a red panda is what it looks like.
You know, I actually
a Sinister Red Panda.
What was the name of that? It was Pinata, Viva Pinata. It's got a bit of a Viva Pinata vibe to it so far. Oh, right, what are we doing now? So that's our hero. Our little squirrel's our hero. God, you're just knocking the achievements up for me here. Create an
enemy. Right, I've got an enemy. What could be the enemy of the scrotum squirrel?
What options do we have? I think a stone shaped like a heart should be its enemy. Contains the most recently used
D-pad to select the goblin from. Oh, it's part we have to go for goblin.
So we have to make a goblin. Awesome. To snap the prop to the ground. Okay. That's the right trigger. Let's just land him on top of the squirrel. That's more fun. A brain from scratch. We're going to select a. Ah, see, that makes more sense. Because I was thinking, if you everybody in the game, you have to actually go through and say, press the X button to jump. Press the left button.
Yeah.
Let's get a default brain. The brain options menu. Ooh, got a brain gallery. That allow you to select the brain gallery. Welcome to the. This game's free, isn't it?
Yeah. It's got microtransactions, so you can buy, like, for example, there was a few of the heroes I could have chosen, but you would have to buy that pack. I think there's as astronaut, he's part of, like, the space pack. So I think you'd have to buy that space pack, and there's other packs and whatnot. So you can spend money, but at the same time, you can avoid that and just create stuff, but you may be limited on what sort of tools you've got. Well, no, you've got the same tools, but limited in what it looks like in, like, space or enemy medieval or. Alright, so.
Run away!
So, what happens there? Oh, there's two of them! Oh. Why is it two?
I don't know, I must have accidentally.
Press menu when you're done testing.
Yeah! These are. So, what sort of.
I love that, despite the fact you can't actually get off the island, it's not going to make any difference. Yeah. You're staying on the island.
Yep. The rare scrotum squirrel has taken out the genital warts which have appeared.
Look, there is sea there. Look, run across that way. There does look to be water in the distance there.
Yeah.
It does look.
It's maybe just the edge of the map, I think, but let's have a look. But I think you can make water. You can put water down. You can change the terrain. You can have, like, an underground and all sorts of parts.
Drown it.
Let's see what happens.
Oh, okay.
It's lit. So, what we've effectively got here is a kind of a Truman Show type thing going on.
Yeah.
So, this is the Scrotum Squirrel and Truman Show. Return.
Amazing. You've conquered basic programming.
Well, I would argue you haven't conquered basic programming.
Shut up.
I have conquered basic programming.
Now, this empty world around them needs some help. Let's get to work and create an awesome backdrop for their back.
Ooh, we're going to create an awesome backdrop.
You've created a hero and an enemy. But they need a world to adventure in.
They've got one. Let's use Scrotum Island. Painting. No, sorry, Nob Island.
To give it some life.
Right, let's. Here we go.
Is your next challenge. Press the.
Let's build a mountain.
Tools.
I think it's fairly obvious what the mountain should be shaped like.
Sculpt tool and press A again to select it.
What?
Table mountain in South Africa.
Press A button to switch tools and use the light stick. Let's just.
Sculpt. Oh, we're going to get some manscaping going here.
I don't know.
This is the expand erode tool. This tool expands the terrain.
So this is like SimCity. Then. While holding the so you just hold it down and it raises that particular area.
To select scale. Then tilt the right.
Let's get some balls going.
There we go. Perfect.
Well, we're kind of quite care.
Okay, yeah. Unintentionally.
One snowball and then. That's a very short shaft you have there.
The other one's Zoe ball. See what I did there? See? Yeah.
Oh, he's got a crook.
Oh, well.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Yeah, I need to add some grass to that, I think.
Where's your squirrel gone?
I think
I've made him.
Now that you're in sculpt mode, it's.
He's buggered off, is he?
Yeah.
No, I think he's still down here, is he not?
It's maybe out in the sea somewhere.
Scrotum squirrel. Scrotum squirrel, where have you gone? I sang you a song, so you have to
go out into the sea.
Oh, you could zoom out if you let him click on the left stick. There we go. Keep going out.
It's only two. Oh, it's three zooms. Right. He's drowned, he's dead.
Do a raise thing out in the sea.
That's a good idea. Yeah, let's see if that works.
Let's raise the bird. No.
What's that yellow thing along the bottom there? I just noticed it.
I don't
know. That's your bar.
I can see it's a bar. Yep, well done.
It's your bar there, Bob.
Oh,
there he is.
He was stuck in the middle of the scroll.
He was in the bald divot.
bald.
Isn't that a bit between your asshole and your balls? Is that what it's called?
The bald of it. Yeah. Well, it's got a fancy technical term. Is it? I don't know what it is. So, yeah. How come that's not got grass in it, though? That's
nice. I need to put grass on it.
How come they automatically went there? Why is that got a nipple?
Yeah, no, it's definitely a genital wart there. Don't know what's happened. That's it. I can make it more bald and shaft.
Small truth to life, anyone?
Yeah. Well, I'm more bag than ball.
Bag's quite difficult to simulate with grass and mountain. Mm.
Right.
Okay.
What's
next?
While holding left bumper, use the left stick to select scale.
Keep expanding until your mountain is lofty and majestic.
Hells yeah. That is totally accurate.
Press A when you're done.
No.
Here we go, Dave.
One ball's much larger than the other there.
Is that what's supposed to happen?
Yes, Paul. What on earth have you done?
He's got a ball before. Yeah, his helmet's bigger than his balls.
I love the noise. I'm kind of satisfied. Yeah,
it's the same noise I get when I play on the balls. I'm pretty sure we're not going to be allowed to publish this game because I bet it picks up. It's going to be like Spore, but it was just like full of like
knob creatures,
space knobs. Like right.
The expand brush is great for adding terrain, but sometimes you need to carve it away. Let's switch to erode and carve some contours into your mountain.
Veins.
Hold the left trigger and
this
move
is the intensely
contours and remove excess terrain.
Oh dear.
Okay, let's see.
So I
turn it down a bit.
While Chiz is dealing with that there. I was telling you earlier on about my problem with Shadow of Mordor. I think it really sucks. So to kind of keep everybody else up, I was trying to play Shadow of Mordor yesterday. And I discovered that you can't play Shadow of Mordor on a 32-bit system. Now, I have Windows 7, and it's just stupidity that I didn't actually make it 64-bit. But there's absolutely no way to do it. It really sucks. Because normally they come with the two different binaries, don't they? I've never come across a game that only came with one.
I don't know, to be honest. I never really ever look into it because I've got 64.
Yeah, I know, I should have done that.
I would imagine that's going to happen a lot more frequently.
Yeah, I may just have to bite the bullet.
And reinstall.
Reinstall, yeah, but it still sucks
a
little
bit. What is going on?
All right, so we're over here. So I don't understand this.
So has something gone wrong with the shaft? The tip.
Your island.
Yeah, there we go. I'm too high up. It's like too low down, sorry. There we go.
So you're just getting rid of the wee genital wart there?
No, no.
I wish it was that easy.
Yeah.
Actually find that they add texture to an otherwise disappointing ride.
Ribbed for her pleasure.
Alright, okay, I'm done messing with this. So it changes.
I've been playing Elite Dangerous.
What's that?
It is a space piloty game. And it's incredibly intense.
So just like driving a spaceship. Oh, you're
piloting.
Scared.
Piloting, Paul.
Piloting, so you're driving.
So they have recreated the Milky Way, the entire galaxy, apparently. And
like to scale?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are apparently billions of planets.
It's horrible.
And you can trade, you can be a pirate, you can... kind of join up and act as a mercenary or anything.
Right.
and it's really full on.
Right.
Okay. There's a lot of buttons.
So can you do? Can you choose just to be one of those things? Like you can just be a mercenary and just kind of go about your day.
You just do whatever you want.
Right.
It's totally open. So okay. It's not like.
Is it PC?
Yes, it is right. PC.
Okay. I'd never heard of it.
I can't seem to get past this bit of the tutorial.
Was out many, many, many moons ago. And it's kind of what are you doing now?
It's just throwing.
Well, yeah, sparkles.
It doesn't seem to be doing anything.
Sorry, I'm just finding this whole thing hypnotic, stroke.
Funny you say
creepy.
I can't seem to be able to do anything else now. It's not moving on. It's like I'm done with this. Come on.
Yeah. So it's really full on. Very difficult. I got lost almost instantaneously. Didn't really know where I was to go. I've only just got through the training missions and started a new game. And I think I'm going to have to restart because I don't even know where I am. I haven't worked out how to use the star map. It might actually be quite an interesting game to record for a show, just to show how badly we pilot a spaceship. So, yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about making mistakes. It's really safe to experiment and try new things in Project Spark because it's really easy to undo those actions.
So, what are you doing there?
I don't know, it appears to be acid spunk.
Just eroding.
Don't worry, blah, 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 blah.
Don't do. You, so you can, while holding
it's really difficult to talk about anything while this is on.
I am. I haven't actually been playing very much. I was planning to play Shadow of Mordor. But that's kind of screwed up a little bit. Oh, I have been playing. Do you know the game that's been sitting on Games for Gold for ages? And I can't remember the name of it. So that's the end of that one. Yeah. Moving on.
What was it?
Hold on, I'll Google it. I'll find it.
What was it about, Paul, this game?
Hang on, I'll find it. So basically all it was you you were a little dude and you pushed along like a cart.
Use the D-pad to select the...
And you just went through, it was like different puzzles and things like that, how you get the cart through the level and you could like hold onto it with a bit of rope and pull it along, or you could push it along.
Okay.
And if you're going down a hill, you could jump on it and ride the cart down the hill and stuff like that. It was worth...
While holding the left...
It was kind of like...
use the left stick to select...
Nothing better to do, so I'm going to stick this game on type stuff. It was good. I played it the other day when I was waiting on... It was Shadow of Mordor. When I was waiting on Shadow of Mordor downloading, I sat and played that. It's a good little game. I'm going to try and find the name of it, actually, while we're musing there. Actually, if I go into my account, I'll see my last games.
Pick a contrasting material. This is the paint gallery.
Woodlands Wildflower.
Then press B to exit the gallery.
It's not showing up as a game I've played. So that's handy, despite the fact that I did play it.
Press the right trigger to place as many coins around your world as you want.
When you place coins now.
Press B to deselect the coin. Pick a tree to add to your world.
What sort of pubes do we need, sir? Sam?
Keep going.
I think the woodland snag.
The woodland tree stump?
Yeah.
Press the left trigger to snap the prop to the ground. Press the right trigger to place the prop in your world. Not bad. But how about we make it a bit bigger and rotate it a little?
This kind of way of interacting with this sort of feels like you would spend hours making a level.
Press A. You know, you're done now that it's bigger.
So that's knob rot, basically, isn't it?
Yeah.
That definitely has a fungusy look to it.
Yeah.
What's going on over there?
All right.
We'll make a brain.
I kind of hoped that this would go a bit quicker. I think that's the most disappointing part about this. I thought we would quickly be able to get into a level and go for it.
It's a bit more complicated, isn't it?
Yeah.
Should we see if we can play a random person's level and call it there?
Yeah, let's have a shot at that. Let's see what random person levels are out there.
I want to get out the tutorial. I don't know how to get out the tutorial.
Style?
Let's give this level random shot then. Is this a level created by someone? Game Jam Goblin must evolve. Let's see if it's got a rate of 8.1, which assumes out of 10 and not 100.
Well, oh no, you didn't drive. What's happening there? You
He's swimming away. He must be coming back up. All right, I need to... Ah, okay. He jumps. Oh, God.
So you've got to control both of these?
Yeah.
Oh, that's quite cool, actually. I'm just repositioning our little video in the top right-hand corner so it doesn't show much.
Is there levels, or is this the whole game?
So you're controlling each of those different ones with your different thumbsticks?
Yeah.
Ooh! Awesome. Push them. There we go.
There we go.
That's unfortunate. Catch them! Yeah.
But it's just an example of the sort of games you can make. It's actually a friend at work's been playing with it, and he's really enjoying it. He's been playing it with his kids, and he said you can do some pretty cool stuff. And say if someone's already coded something that like a moving platform that you're trying to put in yours, you can basically nick his code in and put it straight into yours, so you don't have to waste time with it. Maybe kind of cheating, but so that he's done the hard work for you.
No, that's how code works.
And develop.
What?
There's a message popped up saying.
All right, it's a bar in the bottom right.
Research and development.
Excellent. We're going to go and play it.
It's all right.
Let's try it.
It's better wackadoo, so there we go.
Is there sort of a random thing that we can do here? You're just going to play a random...
That was pretty good, but there was no Knob Island, was it?
No. I'm pretty sure that would instantly get blocked.
It would be cock-blocked, if you will.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Let's go for
Come
space
on.
Gunk.
Not even reacted. That's insulting.
To what?
It doesn't matter. Space Gunk versus the Galaxy.
Yeah, 5.1.
So this is from Instant Kafka and Paradox Moose.
So you can actually share development with someone as well. That's pretty cool.
It's got 3,399 plays with a 47%.
What does that mean?
I'm assuming that's 3,330.
This entry comprises over 200 hours of production.
Wow. They don't have kids.
Well done for having kids. I've pursued an anomaly to back with a planet in a car system. The image shows an anomaly has crashed on a planet's surface. We'll land in search for the crash site. Alright,
do you think they got the
Who's voicing Beatrice? I say Sam.
Yeah, okay, Sam.
Who will save the galaxy?
Beatrice. Sam, you're not playing along here.
No, she didn't.
Narration.
Okay, it turns out about Beatrice versus the space gunk.
Okay.
Does the space gunk come from Knob Island?
Felix, prepare for landing!
Calculations suggest optimal landing site at Long Gay.
Skip the calculations and just land the ship, please. I need a fuck.
Try not to land on any volcanoes or coffee shop. It's coffee shops, but whatever. But never mind. Come on, next. Is this just an interactive story? here we go.
That's interactive. Oh, that's quite cool.
That's fairly impressive. She couldn't even ask to get out of the ship.
Right, it's 2D sort of.
Okay.
And jump.
Can you come towards the screen, or is it just
left to right?
Okay.
What did you just get there?
I don't know. Right, cactus hurts me.
Yeah. Rocks are bouncing.
Cool.
Oh, you have to squish them. There you go.
Sodom.
I think that skull means that there's death down there.
I think you die from dropping down there. That one looks like it's mental.
There we go. Backflip. Whee! How'd you backflip? Oh, there we go. There we go.
Sorry.
Oh, this is quite impressive.
Never hard.
Let's just be said.
Oh, no. Okay.
Apparently, we have to go that way. So you have to backflip. No.
I don't like the noise.
I don't know.
Well, this is fun.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
Oh, okay, done.
New challenge.
Yeah,
okay.
Done with that now.
It's creating a challenge.
Yeah, no, it's like, don't give him a thumbs up for that.
Okay.
Survive, okay. Eat, grow, acquire new powers, and devour this world. Alpha version, work in progress. The final game may differ completely. How differ completely? How? A totally different game.
Well, that completely
no
knows
frog. It's got a different name. And
version 1.0 rewrited all enemies' code to eat him correctly. So they've even got a title screens. Well done. It's pretty cool, some stuff you can do with that.
It is.
Is that a frog?
Yeah.
Alright, you're like a space frog. You have to come and devour this world. Oh, you got your controls double left. It's handy. I tell you, say shifts for a frog.
There's no supposed
to get that fish. Yeah, let's get the fish. Oh.
What?
It's trying to get you to rate it too early.
Is it crashed?
Oh, it's crashed. Right,
sorry, evolve.
Right, okay. So very quickly, before we move on to evolve, thank you very much to UK2 for sponsoring the Gamer Show. If you want to head over to BritishTechNetwork.com and I'll just move over to this camera. BritishTechNetwork.com and head over to the sponsors link and then click on the UK2. You'll be able to get all sorts of discounts and things like that there. They're absolutely superb. And please go over to Patreon.com to donate to us so we can do more of these awesome shows.
Give
where we just
money.
Sit and play a game essentially on a Sunday afternoon. We enjoy it, you enjoy it, everybody wins. Thanks very much, and we will see you again. Bye bye.